Welcome to the Mindset Bitches, and how is everyone doing today?
We are rolling.
I don't know why we're laughing.
Okay. We're laughing because we're happy. All right. Today is episode 2, and we are so excited. So as for now, today, I am going to interview Pam. And you, of course, want to know a little more about each person. So today, we're going to go with Pam first, and then next time, me. We want to know how Pam started out, and then what she had done to turn around and become a person who she is today. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I am a 54-year-old woman. I am single and an empty nester. I have 2 grown children. They are 24 and 29, and they are the loves of my life. I am so proud of them. You know, it's been a journey of learning who I am and who I have become. They are part of that journey, and I'm just in a really good place in my life right now.
Okay. That's very good.
Yes.
I'm happy for you.
Yes.
And so how you came to your passion and purpose in a life?
Yes. Oh my goodness. It has been a journey, like I said. Really, I hit 40 and I went through kind of a midlife crisis. I realized I didn't know who I was. I didn't really know why I was here. You know, I knew I was a mom and I was a pretty good one, I thought. You know, I was a wife at the time. I wasn't a daughter. I did medical transcription for doctors, so I was a transcriptionist, but I didn't know who I was in my heart. And it led to a divorce. It led to some really bad decisions for about 10 years and really couldn't figure out what was going on. You know, I went for counseling and I just tried to figure out why I was just making all the wrong decisions. And I found out that my love language is words of affirmation. And I found myself looking to other people to validate me. And this just, like I said, just kind of led to just a bunch of bad decisions. And one day I met somebody, and at this point I'm like gaining weight. I'm feeling terrible. I'm in menopause. I couldn't sleep. I had no energy. And I just thought, is this what life is all about now at this stage? And I met my health coach, and he basically said, I know I can help you feel better. And I said, I'm in menopause. My doctor's already said, forget it. This is how it feels. And he said, no, seriously, you know, I have this program that I think could change your life. So I decided, got nothing to lose, but maybe a couple pounds. And so I went on it. The cool thing is this program was more of a personal development program than it was a weight loss program, because we realize as a company that unless our mind gets healthy, our body isn't going to get healthy. So I started jumping all into what the program had to offer. I let go of 58 pounds, which I didn't even know I had 58 pounds to lose.
Wow.
But as I lost those pounds, I started letting go of everything that had built up inside of me that was holding me down in my soul. And like I said, as I let go of that, my soul started to wake up and I started to find my passion and purpose in life. And my purpose, I believe, is to help people heal this and their body will follow. So I get to go alongside people every day and help them do that. And that has become my absolute passion.
That's an amazing story.
Yes.
So amazing.
Yeah, I love getting up every day now because I know I have a life to impact. And it's just, it feels amazing.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
So amazing. What an amazing story. After all that, now you're beautiful and awesome person. Is that why it led you to become a health coach now?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, because I was always in a job that I hated, that didn't bring me purpose. You know, I always said went and sat down at my desk every day to do medical transcription, and my soul hurt. You know, it was like, one more day, I have to sit here and just let the minutes just click by and not feel like I was making a difference. And when I, you know, went on this program and realized the difference that I felt inside, how could I not become a health coach? Mm-hmm. Because not only was it going to give me a living that was going to bring so much passion, but just to be able to help people uncover what's causing them to gain weight or be overweight, you know, there's just nothing like it. I could have conversations every day. So why wouldn't I have become a health coach? I wanted to pay it forward because I knew how I could change lives.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Love it every day.
Awesome. So what would your advice or tips be to the people who are struggling in their health?
Don't wait. Don't wait to get help. You know, and try to find something that will cover, give you education and help with your mindset. You know, I think so many people go on these diets or whatever to lose weight and they're not good for them, or they're just going to have them fast and then, you know, and not really teach them how to be healthy. And like I said, if they're not touching on the mindset, it's never going to get better, because you're basically going to go on a diet, maybe lose some weight, and then you'll gain it all back. Unless we heal this. So make sure that you start, reach out and start, you know, start asking for help right away. You know, your health isn't going to wait for you. I always tell people, you know, you don't realize how important your health is until you don't have it anymore. And, you know, so many people don't realize how bad they feel until they feel good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're healthy, you're going to show up better in your relationships. You're going to show up better at work. You're going to show up better as a mom. You're going to show up better in every area of your life because you feel better. So it's a gift to everybody around you. So my advice is, don't wait. You know, search out somebody who can help you become the best version of you.
Yeah, always take action.
Yes.
You can think, oh, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to take, you know, more better for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then you never start.
Right.
So, and then one day after another, month after another, and you're still here.
Yeah.
The same person as you are.
The quote that I like is day one or one day?
Day one.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes that one day never comes.
Exactly.
So make today day one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's a great tip, I think,
yes.
For me.
Yeah.
And during that time, did you have any challenges in your health journey? I mean, you said you lost 58
yes.
pounds. If you have any health problems prior to getting yourself ready
mm-hmm.
into changing your mindset and
mm-hmm.
getting healthier, and then during that time when you transitioned, did you have any challenges?
Mm-hmm. The only challenge I had in the beginning was doubting myself. You know, like, can I really do this? You know, I've been on diets before and they didn't work, especially in menopause. So it was like, okay, is this really going to work? But I'm a very stubborn person, believe it or not. And when I make up my mind to do something, I go all in. And that's what I always tell people. If you're going to do this, make sure your mind is ready to go all in, because I'm going to get ready to change you. So you have to be all ready. So that was my first challenge, I think, was just convincing myself that I could do this. Once I got on program, I pretty much blew. I mean, I was just like all in when it came to my eating. But this is what I really had to work on, because my biggest challenge was caring what other people thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has an opinion.
Yes.
And some people may not want you to get healthy because
mm-hmm.
they're not going to know the person that you're becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And some people add their opinion. Maybe you don't look like you're healthy, even though you know you are. And I mean, I was accused of maybe losing too much weight, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that, even though I knew I was at a healthy weight for me. But, you know, not everybody is going to be with you on your journey. I like the analogy that make sure everybody in your boat is rowing and not putting holes in your boat.
Mm-hmm.
So understand that not everybody is going to be for you, and you're
mm-hmm.
going to have to come up with a lot of opposition. But what other people think of you is none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stay in your lane. You have to just do what you know you need to do to get through. So that was my biggest thing, was being able to figure out who was going to be in my tribe and was going to support me through this and who wasn't. And unfortunately for me, I had to kind of put a barrier between the people who weren't and the people, you know, that I knew I could trust, because you know, when you're going into something like this, you can't have the toxic in your life. So to heal your mindset, sometimes you just have to put boundaries and make sure that you're not letting the people that are going to get you off track in your boat.
I have seen with my issue as well back then that pretty much I look everywhere is you think to yourself is toxic.
Yes.
Because like you said, everyone has their own opinion, mm-hmm. right? And so if you listen to them, then you will never be able
right.
to be yourself.
Right.
So you have to have your own, set your own mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's difficult
mm-hmm.
to do that. You can't just do one day and then the next day you're done,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't change it within one day, right?
Exactly.
So you have to do that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And 24 hours a day, you have to work with that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
You're absolutely right,
and
because, you know, our brain is like any other muscle. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like it has to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are like, well, how do you do it? I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I go out to eat and I have this challenge and I'm like, we have a saying in the business, stop, challenge, and choose. You know, and that's how your mind is going to get stronger. You have to stop. You have to ask yourself, you know, is what I'm faced with going to get me closer to my goal? Is it going to heal my mindset? Is it going to help me be stronger? Then you have to make the choice. Whether you make the right choice or not is up to you. But the more you make the right choice, the more it strengthens this. And then next thing you know, the next time you have to make a decision, it's not as hard because this is a little bit stronger. So yeah, it's every day getting up and making sure that you challenge yourself in those decisions, because there's no magic pill. We just can't like put
mm-hmm.
a spell on you and be like, oh, your mindset's healed. It's not like that. You have to get up every day and do the work, you know. But I guarantee you, at the end of your journey, when you kind of figured out who you finally, you know, I finally figured out who I am at 54, and I say now at 54 I'm living my best life, and
mm-hmm.
there is no doubt about it. And you know, I absolutely love the person who I became, but I did the work to be her,
mm-hmm.
and you guys can too.
Yeah, if you put your mind to it,
yes,
you can. There's nothing. This is what my mom always tell me. There's nothing in this world that you cannot do. It's just
right.
that you want to do it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Another question that I
mm-hmm.
just popped up in my head. I know I have this problem too
mm-hmm.
once in a while, but there are ways that I can motivate myself. But since you're a health coach, do you, like, in the morning, every morning you feel like you want to get up, you want to start a day,
yes.
you want to, oh, I'm going to conquer this day, right? But do you have any day that you're like, oh, I don't feel like waking up, I don't feel like I want to do anything, just stay in bed, and, you know, do you have any day like that?
Absolutely. And you know what? I give myself grace. And I do it. You know, I try to get up and at least get my shower. Or at least, you know, have a conversation or two that will brighten me up. But you know, we're not all going to have those days, you know,
mm-hmm.
we feel like we could conquer the world. But I always told my kids when they were sad about something, I said, you have 24 hours to be sad. I said, but tomorrow when you wake up and put your foot on the ground, that's it. You're
mm-hmm.
done. It's
mm-hmm.
time to move on and make the most of that next day. So, you know, there are days that I don't feel good, or I just am not feeling good in my spirit. And I give myself grace. I give myself time to rest. I try to read or listen to something that's going to inspire me. And I just understand it's a day. It's not, you know, it's not a month. It's
mm-hmm.
a day. And the next day, I strive to make it better.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And do you have any clients that telling you, no, I can't do it. I can't. There's no way I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say to them?
And I tell them, I'll believe until they do.
Believe until they do.
I said, trust me 30 days. If that 30 days doesn't bring you closer to your goal and doesn't help you feel better, then that's fine. But I said, you never know how. You don't know what I know. And I know that you're going to feel a whole lot better, and you're going to start to feel so much better in your mind. So trust me 30 days. And, you know, because I'll believe until you do. And it's so cool, because what happens is they start doing well. They start feeling great. Their soul starts waking up. They get the glow that we talk about, and they start realizing they can do it. So then I can kind of let up a little bit, you know, but still encourage them, but let up a little bit until they are fully functioning in their health and meeting their goals. And it's just such a great feeling to watch that. I always talk about my clients as like caterpillars. You know, they all come to me as these little caterpillars. And next thing you know, I get to watch them just start to transform into a butterfly. And it feels so good.
Yes.
That's just a little about me. Yes. I can't wait to share more with you guys as we go through this podcast. I know next week I'm going to interview Margaret, so I can't wait for that. And we're going to hear her story and what she's been through, because she has an amazing story as well. So we're so able to bring you guys content and let you guys know what we've been through. It'll be such a great journey on this podcast. I really look forward to it.
Thank you very much, Pam. Even though I know you, but I still, every single day, I'm learning more about you. So that's
what
great.
Life's about, yes. learning and growing.
It's great. Awesome. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you
very
Margaret.
Much for sharing. We're going to conclude this for now, but next time, it's my turn.
Yes,
Margaret. So go ahead, listen or watch and give us questions, anything that you have in mind that you want us to answer. If we cannot answer for you, we'll find the answer for you. And so go ahead, feel free to comment anything at all.
Yes.
And we'll tell you how to subscribe. Right now we're on buzzsprout.com. Our podcast is The Mindset Bitches. We'll have the detail in the comments. So go and listen, subscribe,
yes.
and review, and importantly, questions for us so we
yes.
can improve more, and or we can gather information for you. Anything
Absolutely.
At all.
That's okay. what we're here for. We want to help you guys.
Yes.
So that's why we started this. So.
Alrighty. Thank you again for listening.